I should introduce our guest, Tineke van der Eken, who's been a guest on RTR for more than 10 years with stories of Brink Festival, the Perth Poetry Festival, Poetry D'Amour events. Good morning, Tineke. How are you?
Good morning, Danae. Great. Nice to see you in a Fremantle t-shirt. Yeah.
Yes, repping WA apparel this morning. It's a Fremantle-y kind of vibe today, Tineke. It's a little cloudy, very picturesque out there. I keep drifting off through the window, well, not through the window, looking through the window and seeing beautiful nature and a little urban rooftop or two. Where have you come from this morning?
I've come from Fremantle. Mm-hmm. I live in Fremantle. It's such a good place to land, you know.
Yeah. Well, you've lived in many places.
That's right. You? Yes. And I'm so glad to call Fremantle home. I'm really, you know, proud of how Fremantle's developing, all the cultures and the First Nations Fremantle embraces. And mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really beautiful place to be. Yeah.
Before we talk about your launch, your poetry collection launch, you've returned recently from a residency at Exmouth.
That's
Tell
right.
me about that.
That was so exciting. I won a residency with the Mindaroo Foundation to go to Exmouth and be based at the Mindaroo Foundation lab over there.
Okay. I don't know what's that like?
They do research on ocean, everything about the ocean and how the ocean is tracking with global warming and all mm-hmm. of that. And I was blessed to be there for a month to work with alongside scientists to create corrosion castings. As you might know, I'm a visual artist mm-hmm. as well. So this was having my visual art hat
You've
on.
Got many
I did,
hats.
I did write a poem about sea snakes, though. but yeah, I was making castings of sea snakes.
Okay. Are they little sea snakes?
And they can be up to like 2 meters.
Wow.
Yeah.
And tell me, because I'm curious, how do you make a casting of a snake?
It's a process called corrosion casting. So obviously the snake is dead and has not died for this reason. Okay.
No.
Yeah. But you inject a kind of a resin into the vascular system, into the veins, mm-hmm. through the heart. And when that sets, you macerate the rest of the body. It sounds a bit, but the result is just beautiful. And it's got this fragility, but it's strong and it shows the life of a snake from the inside.
Mm. Well, I've drifted off there thinking about corrosion castings and sea snakes, but that's not why we're here necessarily. To talk about your A Place to Land, that is the title of your collection of poetry. Why is it called that?
It's really a collection of poems that talk to some degree all about migration.
Mm-hmm.
I am a migrant, and as many in this country are.
For sure.
Originally from Belgium. I left home at 24 to go and work in Burundi and then in Zambia. I stayed in Africa for 8 years and then was about to go home again when my husband got an offer to come to Australia.
Right.
And this landed us in Perth. And I must say, against my will, and originally, I mean, not really against my will, but not really in my plans. So you make do and you make this work. And I think for me, I can look back and say, I'm so glad I landed here and I embraced the arts and got into creative writing and all of that. So the poems span about maybe a lifetime, but mm-hmm. really talking about the different places I landed and also bringing back some of the languages, because I'm really passionate about languages. I studied 9 languages. I mean, it's completely useless here in Australia, except for English, of course, but I play with them.
Do you dream in different languages?
Yeah, it depends on the place and or the situation that occurs. Yeah, because language and place to me is connected. Yeah, mm.
Have you got a poem you're going to share with us?
Yes, I thought for the RTRFM listeners, some of them might know Jacques Brel. you know, and for me, he's like this icon of, you know, home, you know. So my aunties would sing Jacques Brel on New Year's Eve. And, you know, Jacques Brel is also a family name. So I'll give you an ode to Jacques Brel. Mm-hmm. We're in a playhouse bar near closing time. Cigarette smoke curls around your profile. The piano drifts from Les Putains d'Amsterdam and Hamza the hero at the Battle of Waterloo. Je m'appelle Hamza. You sing, enemies and friends, Jeff and Antoine, harbourless men, hearts yearning for a safe port, Le Port d'Amsterdam. You make us look for Marieke, Marieke, entre les tours de Bruges et Gand, and buy bonbons for Mathilde because flowers tend to die. Behind the swirl of the smoke, la chambre sans berceau, a bedroom without a cot. Non, Jeff, t'es pas tout seul. Salut Antoine, je vais mourir. It's hard to die in spring. The great warrior Hamza defeated. You traded death for paradise. North Sea for Tahiti. We sing la chanson des vieux amants and cry. Je t'aime encore, tu sais. Je t'aime.
Beautiful. I don't, excuse me, I don't know how many poems you've got in there, but you must cover great terrain emotionally as well as geographically. How many are in there?
Oh, I haven't counted them, really. That's a good question. Yeah. There must be about 80, right. About 80 poems, yeah.
So your adult life has been from 24, from Belgium, via many continents to Perth. Did you take up creative writing straight away? Did you have a career path that went directly to the arts?
As a child, I did quite a bit of arts, and I won one of the poetry contests when I was little with the Kippetjes van der Koning. But I didn't. I left the arts for a while. I mean, as a maker, I guess. While you know, study becomes serious at a certain point in university. I studied criminology, and you know, I went to Africa with a university degree to make myself useful in women's gender and analysis and planning and women's programs. And but I've always had a big heart for the arts, and I got involved in a cultural restaurant over there. So that was like a little art center, self-sufficient art center. It's been. I forgot the question.
It doesn't matter. I just wondered how you went from Burundi through to Bolu and which career path you took, but you took many.
The arts has always been in my life in some way, but to actually become a writer, a creative writer, after all that, you know, formal writing of reports and all of that working for the UN, I had to sort of get rid of that formal writing and learn creative writing. So I joined Michel Drouard's creative writing circle in the early 2000s and have written two books based on sort of like memoirs and Café d'Afrique and Traverse. And I also wanted to make things, and I had this handful of gemstones, so I started making jewellery. So in the meantime, I can call myself a jewellery artist, and I've been doing it for 20 years, and I write. And now it's my full-time employment, self-employment. It's
fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic. What do you miss about the home that you were born in?
Apart from Jacques Brel, probably my mother, most of all. I have a very strong bond with my mother, and the book is actually dedicated to her. She wasn't around much when I was little, but she was very prominent. My mother is a politician. She was the first Democratic Party, Flemish Democratic Party woman to be elected in 1971. I was 4 years old at the time. Mm. And so she was very busy, and she was fighting hard in a man's world. So I think it left a big impression on me And we still have this thing like we need to catch up on time we didn't have then.
Yeah.
So whenever we see each other, we have great conversations and a good time together. And we speak very regularly every week for like, you know, half an hour each time.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll enjoy A Place to Land. 80 or so poems, we think, making it up, Tinica, as we speak today on Artbeat. You're launching Sunday.
Yes, this Sunday at Bar Orient in Fremantle.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's welcome. It starts at 3 o'clock. We go till about 5:30, 6 o'clock. There'll be Nandi Chinna launching the poetry. Dr. Nandi Chinna, the wonderful Nandi. And Mags Webster, beautiful poet, beautiful voice, is going to read some of the poems. Gillian O'Shaughnessy is interviewing me on the Q&A, and then I'll be reading from the book myself as well. Yeah.
Well, I hope it goes really well. And thank you for coming to chat with us on Artbeat.
Thank you.